Whenever you're ready, just let me know.
I'm ready.
I'll time you.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Mr. Teklin, Monster is here, and my dinner today is Adam. You know how to get fun? Good job. Try again. All right. Where did we end the last time? Do you guys remember? Yeah, I can tell you. We ended where? Qabil did what? Killed his brother, Habib. And then he didn't know what to do with the body. So Allah sent a crop, killed his brother, dig the hole, dumped his brother in the hole and covered him, right? That's where we ended. Right? And guess what happens after that? Now Qabil, after he buried his brother, he's scared to go back to his father because he was too scared of the punishment. Guess what was the punishment? Allah has taught everybody an eye for an eye, a tooth for a what? For a tooth, and a life for life. Justice. That's the fairness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. If you break somebody's eye, if you poke somebody's eye, what do? You get your eye poked. If you break somebody's teeth, okay, if you break a tooth, you get one tooth broken, same tooth. And if you kill someone, you get killed. Otherwise, if this doesn't happen, we bad guys are going to give us a hard time. We can't control bad guys. We can't scare bad guys. This is the only thing that will scare bad guys. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life. Otherwise, bad guys will be running around and they are going to look for easy victims. And because there is no eye for eye, there is no teeth, tooth for tooth, and there is no life for life, they look for an easy victim like you and they say, ha 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 ha, he's my dinner tonight. So Qabil was so scared. So scared. He said, no, I don't want to go to my dad. Oh, he's going to kill me. And he's going to kill me. And my brothers are going to kill me. They are not going to let me go away. I'm not going to be able to get away with this. I don't want to go back. And then even when he sleeps, he gets nightmares. Oh, he's sleeping and then he dreams that his father is coming, very big, standing on his head and saying, Qabil, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for life. Ah, he wakes up scared. Oh no, no, no. Why life for life? Don't kill me. What have I done? It's Habib's fault, right? He aggravated me. He intimidated me, so I have to kill him. Was it my fault? No, it wasn't. Before, when he regretted killing his brother, Allah forgave him. But now, he's not regretting it. Now, he feels that it's whose fault? Habib's fault. So now, he earned the sin again. And then, not only that, but also he said, what? How could this be fair? I get killed for this guy who made me miserable? No, that's not fair. And who said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life? No, that doesn't work with me. No, 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 no. I don't accept that. Oh, they say, my father says Allah told him this. No, 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 no. I don't buy that. Me get killed? No way. And then he made a plan. He said, okay, if I go back, they are going to catch me and what? Kill me. So he made a plan. He said, I can sneak during the night and kidnap my twin sister and run away with her somewhere else. He wanted to run away alone, but he said, I'll be miserable alone. I want to take my sister with me. At least I have a friend to talk to. And then we can marry down there and we can get children and we live far away from our father. Adam was living on the top of the mountain with his children. So, during the night, Qabil sneaked. And then he went into where his twin sister sleeps. He said, wake up, wake up. What? Wake up. Let's run away. We're running away. Why? If they know I'm here, they're going to kill me. Come fast. Where are we going? Don't ask me now. I'll tell you later. Just come. Woo! And they ran away. Where? Down to the valley. Far away from daddy. Until they found a nice garden that has a beautiful lake. And they built a beautiful house. And they stayed there. And guess the children who came. Who's the father of those children? Qabil. And who's the mother? His twin sister. She was as bad as he is. The kids, you know how kids are born innocent? Allah creates children very innocent. Like you, you are so innocent, right? And like you too, Adam, you are so innocent, right? Yeah, I know. So Allah creates children very innocent. And then they pick up from the surroundings. And the first school they go to, the school of Papa and Mama, they learn from. So the children were born innocent. But as they are growing, they were picking up mean things from Papa and Mama. Papa, if anybody has a good heart, Papa ridicules him and says, you are an idiot like your uncle, Habib. Go away! If somebody has a mean heart, they'll go, ha ha, yes, give me five, man, give me five. You're my friend, you're clever like Papa. You're not an idiot like your uncle. Good job! And he will encourage the meanness, and he will ridicule the what? The kindness. He will encourage the bad stuff, and he will ridicule the good stuff. And this is how the children grow. They grew with a mean dad and a bad mom. And they started from their childhood changing from being innocent children into being mean, ugly boys. When they were your age, guess how did they play together? They would hit each other and kick and take stuff from one another. And if somebody has a good heart, you, like Uncle Habib, you'll get killed. You're not like our dad, who's a winner. He's clever. Nobody can kill him. He's so big. He's so good. He's a winner. And they grew up like that. And they multiplied. They were 2, 4, 8, 16. Whoa, keep going. 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, 2048. Woo, growing more and more. Like a gang. They were bad like a gang. And they were not good. And then the shaitan had ideas. Shaitan was watching them and he had ideas. He found them bored one night. They have nothing to do. Friday night they are sitting. We want to do something. We're done working. We want to do something fun. What should we do? Okay. Shaitan came to them and said, hello, my friends. He came to them in the form of a human. You know how Shaitan sometimes take a shape of a cat, of a dog, of a human? He came to them. Hello, my friends. How are you doing tonight? Yeah, we're so bored. We can't find anything to do. Can you please give us some ideas about entertaining things to do? Okay, guys, I have an idea. Why don't you bring this stick, cut this stick from the tree and make two of them. And then let's bring this part of the tree and let's bang on it and make a sound. Boom, bada bum bum, boom, bada bum bum, boom, bum bum bum, boom. Now, as I boo, you guys move. Okay? Boom, bada bum bum, boom, bum bum bum, boom, bum bum bum, boom, 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 bada bum bum, boom, bum bum bum, like this. Ah, they like it. They say, whoa! Hey, guys, let's all try. Okay, Shaitan said, I am going to bang, and you guys dance. Boom, bada bum bum, boom, bada bum bum, boom, bada bum bum, boom. Boom, bam, bam, bam. Uh-oh. And they liked it. The next week, they said that after they done working, they wanted something entertaining too. So now, Shaitan doesn't need to show up. They said, do you remember the nice guy who came last time and taught us how to do this? Let's do it. Boom, bam, 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 boom, bam, 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 boom, 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 boom. And then they started doing it every day. And then they got bored. They said, come on now, it's not fun for us to dance, you know, anymore. We want somebody, some other kind of dancing. So they said to the girls, hey girls, you want to try that? We will boom, ba, boom, boom, boom for you, and you girls dance. And of course, those girls were bad girls. They said, oh sure, oh, let me try. Boom, bada bum bum, boom, bada bum bum, boom. And the girls started dancing. And when they danced, boom, bada bum bum, boom, bada. Oh, they do things extra. They learn. They get high with the music, and then they start doing, come up with extra movement stuff and all these crazy things. Then the shaitan came to them. And the next visit, he said, you guys need to make it more exciting. It's getting boring now. Say, what? Remember what he did? Remember what the shaitan did? After Adam and Eve ate from the tree, remember Adam, what did he do? He blew the feather of their body like this. Right? And he made them what? Naked. Ah! Right? So he likes to get people naked. So he said to the girls, I can give you ideas that makes you, you know, get the attention of everybody. Everyone will hurray you. And you will be the favorite girl. The girl said, what? He says, when you dance, just keep lifting your skirt up like this. Yuck! And he started giving her all these ideas. And then she started dancing. And doing like this with her skirt. With her skirt. Uh-oh, is that it? No! He once went to a guy who farms grapes. And he said, what are you farming? He said, I'm farming grapes. He said, I have a very good idea for you. Remember that the shaitan, he knows chemistry very well. He says, let me suggest something. He said, what? He said, I am going to take this grapes and squeeze it. And when you squeeze it, put it in a bottle and keep it for a long time until it gets rotten. You know when it gets rotten? Smells so bad. He said, then you can take away the bad stuff on the surface and then drink the rest. He said, this is awful. He says, just finish. Drink it all the way. He drank it all the way, and you know how that was the wine. You know how the wine makes the brain dies? You become like an animal. If you know, you feel like a dog, or you feel like disgusting. It's disgusting. But the guy liked it. And then they started, when they danced, they started giving away these wine things. Uh-oh. So now, they are dancing and drinking. Woo! Ah, man. And then the shaitan started teaching them other stuff. He said, oh, if somebody is hungry, don't. And he comes to you, please give me food. I'm hungry. I want $5. Please give me $5. Give me $5. He said, okay, give him $5, but tell him when he gives it back, he can't give it back as $5. He has to give it back as what? $6. This is also another thing, haram, that he taught them. And he kept, and they kept working on evil ideas and evolving. Worse than that, that remember their dad? He hated an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and the life for a life. He wouldn't apply it with his children. So when one of his children will kill the other, and he comes to him, he says, oh no, there's no eye for eye, there's no tooth for a tooth, there's no life for a life. You don't do this again. Go bury your brother. So it became like laws of jungle. The strong would take advantage of the weak. And the bad guys, you know, if there's no eye for eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a life for a life, we would be miserable because the bad guys would be running wild. They would look for easy victims. You know how they sometimes tell the bad guy, if you kill somebody, your punishment would be to pay $5. He says, ha 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 ha, pay $5 for killing somebody? Said, yes! Okay, here's $50, I can kill 10. Ah. This is why Allah said, you have to scare the bad guys. How do we scare the bad guys? By telling them an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life. They get scared. They run around in the streets looking for easy victims. Children your age that go out without their parents. Easy victims. Here's an easy victim. Let me walk behind her. And when it's dark, whoops, I run away. If there is no eye for eye, tooth for tooth, a life for a life, criminals would not be scared at all and we would be miserable. And that's what Qabil did. He didn't do that. So he didn't do any laws of justice. So it becomes like a jungle. A jungle, really bad, evil jungle. The strong will beat up the weak. If I'm a strong and you, too bad, I am big, you are little, I am strong, you are weak. Give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money or you will regret it. Too bad. You have to listen to me. I'm strong. Became like a jungle. It became a mess. Now, this is happening where? In the valley down. Then what happens on the top of the mountain? On the top of the mountain, it is totally different situation. Adam told his children righteousness. Told his boys and girls to be good. He told the girls how to wear the hijab. And they would wear the hijab. And he taught the girls. So only when they talk to the boys, they only talk serious business. Only serious business and decent talks. No indecent talks. No non-serious business. So the girls were very decent. Were very serious. Wearing hijab. Walking politely. Those are the girls on the top. But the girls on the bottom are what? And the boys on the top, they were good boys. They don't listen to temptations. They follow Allah. They pray on time. And they are very good, righteous boys. And they follow an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a life for a life. It was very safe out there. Any little girl, your age, or little boy your age, Adam, can go out on the top of the mountain, can go out and walk around. It's very safe. Nobody is scared. Any little girl, 2 years old, can go out and play in the middle of the night. Very safe. Nobody's going to do anything to her. She's very safe. Why? Because an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a life for a life. It was very safe. Then guess what happens? On the top there was Mecca, on the top of the mountain, where the good children of Adam lived. On the bottom, there was Las Vegas, where the bad children of Adam lived. Where Qabil, the children live. And this is the first wicked generation. See how fast is the shaitan to get a wicked generation? Was very fast from the first generation. He had a big, huge, wicked community. Then, what happened is that there was one guy who used to live on the top of the mountain with the good guys. But he, man, it's so boring around here. I want something fun. I want something fun to do. One time he lost his horse. So he went looking for his horse. Where is my horse? Have you seen my horse? Have you seen my horse? I lost my horse. Where is my horse? My horse! My horse! Where is my horse? He kept looking for his horse. He could not find his horse. So he kept going downhill looking for his horse. And it became dark when he was walking downstairs. From the mountain downstairs to the valley. And as he was walking, looking for the horse, he saw fire. Far away fire. And next to the fire, he saw boom, bam, bam, boom, boom, bam, bam, boom, bam, bam, boom, boom. And boys and girls are dancing in a very awful way. And so he said, oh my God, who are those? The devils? Oh my God, those are the devils that our father Adam told us about. Let me get closer and find out. And he's getting closer. Oh, wow, look at that. Ooh, that's fun. Let me join them. They were dancing around the fire. Like that. He said, let me join. And he joined. He landed. And then he stayed with them. One day, 2 days, 3 days, he was strong. So he had no problem taking advantage of others. Upstairs in the mountain, he can't do that. He's strong. He can't touch the weakest person. Why? Because an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and life for life. So he's too scared. He can't touch anybody. Down there, who? He's strong. He can take advantage of every weak person. You are weak. Give me your money. Too bad. I'm big or little. Give me your money. He liked that. He said, wow. I don't have to work. I can sleep all day long, dance all night long, and I can rob anybody. Hey, you give me your money. Hey, you give me your money. Hey, you give me your cow. Hey, you give me your dinner. Hey, you give me your farm. He said, that's cool, man. That's cool. Who wants to go upstairs? Yuck! And then they missed him. So they sent somebody to look for him. His child came down to look for him, and he found him. He said, Daddy, Daddy, come up. Mommy's looking for you, my brothers and sisters. He said, who wants you guys? I'm sick and tired of this life. Here is the real life. Why don't you go get mommy and your brothers and sisters and come over here? So they left Mecca, and they went down to where? Las Vegas. Then the news spread. They went back to spread the news. Hey guys, this is not the only town. No, 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 no. There is another town. Remember Uncle Qabil? When he ran with Auntie Qabila and they got married down there? Do you remember? And they have a lot of children. They have built an awesome city. It's fun all day long. All night long, they don't go to sleep. Man, you guys upstairs on the top of the mountain, they sleep after Isha. And they wake up for Fajr. And after they pray Fajr, they go farming, or they go to raise the cattle, or they go do business. And then they come back and play with the children, and then they go to sleep. Now down there, no, it's the opposite. They sleep all day long. And they wake up before sunrise in the afternoon. And they spend all the night in a party dancing. And then they go to sleep before Fajr. Just 5 minutes before Fajr, they go to sleep. That's the favorite time of going to sleep. Shaitan doesn't want them to stay awake during Fajr. Maybe one of them will think about praying. No, no, no. Oh, sleep. Sleep, man. Don't get up for Fajr. Sleep.
sleep.
And then they wake up in the morning, they wake up in the afternoon, they find somebody to rob and to steal the breakfast and to go eat the breakfast, and they do that. It's like a jungle. Everybody is scared. A lot of gangs, a lot of not shooting, worse than shooting. A lot of, a lot of, a lot of violence, a lot of ganging, a lot of awful things. The strong guys liked it. They became the masters there, the heads of the mountain. And the people on the top of the mountain started sneaking down to the valley. One by one. One family by one family by another family. So the number of the good guys on the top of the mountain was what? Decreasing. And the number of the bad guys in Las Vegas were increasing. And more with time, more people running down, running down, running down. Until the people on the top of the mountain became what? Very few. Like 10 families, 15 families, that's about it. Living alone, just by themselves. And the valley, so Mecca has only 15 families, and the valley, Las Vegas, had a lot of families. Everybody's down there. And they started coming up with new ideas of evil. The shaitan will bring his children and come and take classes. Shaitan will sit down, and those gang down there in Las Vegas will teach the shaitan new tricks. And shaitan will write down and do homework. Oh, this evil trick, okay, I'm writing it down. And the next day, the shaitan is going to bring a project, an evil project. And the shaitan gets A plus for learning. Who is teaching the shaitan? And sometimes, do you believe it? The shaitan will get scared from what the evil ideas that those guys are doing. Once the shaitan was listening to a lesson, and the guy was saying the evil idea, and then the shaitan got scared, and he said, oh my God, I'm afraid of Allah, I can't do that. This is haram, man. I'm afraid of Allah, I can't do that. This is how awful they became. And then, almost all humanity was in Las Vegas. What would Allah do in this situation? Save humans. How? By bringing Prophet? No. The first Prophet after Prophet Adam is Prophet Idris. That's right. Prophet Idris. Guess Prophet Idris was born where? In Las Vegas or in Mecca? In Mecca. And he was born to those righteous families living on the top. And he felt so bad that his fellow human beings are all in Las Vegas doing evil. And then Allah sent him Angel Jibreel to tell him that your job is to go down to the valley and teach all those bad guys how to be good and nice. Invite them to quit what they're doing, quit cheating, quit ganging, quit all of these bad things, and then be good Muslims and pray. So he said, oh, of course they would like that. Of course they should like that. I'm inviting them to go out of the dirty stuff into the clean stuff. Out of the dirty life into the clean life. And then he went down. And then he kept talking to them. And as he talks, he says, they mock him. Guess who's going to come now? Prophet Idris is going to come now. He's going to walk like this. And he's going to come and say, hey guys, you need to pray and stop dancing. You need to pray, not play. And then he's going to say, Allah, and then guess what? He's going to say to the girls, oh, you should wear your hijab, put a towel on your head. Oh, go home. And then the girls should walk in. Oh, and say, oh, you can't rob somebody. You can't mug somebody. You can't gang. Oh, and then he says, when you're trading and weighing fairly. What? He gotta be an idiot. He thinks he's an angel. Angels are up in
the mountain. What brought you here? You don't like it here? Go back home. Go back to the top of the mountain. Here is Las Vegas. Up there in Mecca. You don't like it here? Go up. Don't bother us. Don't bother us. Just go away. Go, go. And not only that, but they will make tricks. They will set traps for him. So when he walks, oh, boom, he falls on a trap. And then he's all muddy and wet. And he gets up and he says, oh, my people, shame on you. I am a prophet of Allah. I come to teach you how to be good. And then you do this to me? They mock him. And you do this to me? Go away. We're not interested. We are not interested, Idris. Get off our back. Go away. We're not interested. Wow. After trying, guess what happened? Did he give up? No. He never gave up. He kept trying. 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. And then Allah told him, Idris, nobody is going to listen to you from now on. Idris, what you want to do? You want to go back on the top of the mountain? And when you get on the top of the mountain, I am going to tell you what to do. Idris went up. Idris went up to the top of the mountain. Allah told him, now Idris, you have to make a police force. You have to make a what? Police force. Those guys don't respect anything except the police. The bad guys will always be bad until what shows up? Until the police shows up. So he told him, go up and make police forces. And when you make police forces, you go down and you enforce an eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. A life for a life. And make a court and make sure all the bad guys are taken care of. So he said, ya Allah, but look how many we have. We are only 15, 16. And those guys down there are thousands. Allah said, don't worry. Start and I will support you. So he made up police forces. So he who was the first one ever to invent police? Jesus. Prophet Idris. The idea of having a police, who came up with it? Prophet Idris. And then he would go down. And they would go to the market. And they found, they were walking in the market, they found a bad guy beating up a bad, big, strong guy beating up a little guy. Beating him up, get me your money. No, I don't have money. No, you're going to give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money. Your money. Money. Yes. They, and everybody was laughing at the bad, at the weak guy. And he takes him and he puts him in the mud. And then he carries him and throws him in the well. He said, where are you hiding your money? I know you have money. I have seen the gold. Where are you hiding the gold? If you don't tell me where's the gold, I'm going to kill you now. So they approached, 16 of them. They said, everybody, that's not acceptable. Boom, 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 the sheriff. Idris, the sheriff, started. Dum, 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 dum. You can't do this to your weak brother. And who are you? I am the sheriff. I am Prophet Idris. No more evil. You are going to be stopped. Oh, the guy never seen something like that. He said, you are going to stop me? He said, yes. When? And the bad guy was finished. And they got the good guy. And they fixed up his clothes. And they took him to a nice place to rest. And then they started walking. The night came, and now it's time for what? They say, guys, what you do around the fire, drinking until you get like they become like animals. When people drink, they just act like animals. They can't walk. They walk like this, and they look like that. They look stupid, because this is what wine does. It makes your brain so stupid, worse, more stupid than the animals. And they love to be stupid. Why? Because they are bad guys. Would you like to be stupid? No. They like to be stupid? Yes. Why? They want to kill time, and they are bad guys who like to be like animals. So they drink, blah, 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 blah. The sheriff, Idris, and all the helpers, they came down and said, guys, stop it. You need to go to sleep because we need to wake up tomorrow early to pray Fajr.
Yeah.
Who are you? Yes, I am the sheriff, Idris, and these are my soldiers. You guys gotta go to sleep. Ah, who is going to make us sleep? Me? Hey guys, bring the water. Let's put up this fire. Put out the fire. No more fire. Everybody now go to sleep. They tried to stand up, but they were what? They were drunk. They could not. They could not fight. So one of them said, no, I'm not going to sleep. He said, what?
I'm not going to sleep.
And he taught them good lessons. Shaitan tried to come in. As soon as the shaitan came in, he said, oh my God, the sheriff Idris and his soldiers, no way, I don't want to come here. Shaitan ran away. He came for his daily lessons and daily dose. But he ran away, could not stay. And then, slowly but surely, people started learning the good habits. They started sleeping early, waking up early, and then making the Fajr prayer. They started learning the Asad Brahmi, learning about something they had never heard of before. Guess what was that thing that they had never heard of before? They started learning about Allah. They never knew that there was a law. They thought that they are born to do, to gain. That's it. Say, oh, there is Allah? Yeah, there is Allah. Then when we learn to talk to Allah, pray like this. Ooh. If we do like this, He can hear us? Yes. Oh, if we need rain, pray like this? Yes, you will bring rain. And what else? You can also do good deeds. And you can do a lot of good things. And then Las Vegas, slowly but surely, became Mecca. The number of good guys increased, and the number of bad guys decreased. Every day, more good guys, and less bad guys, until the end, by the time Prophet Idris was ready to die, all bad guys were finished. And who was in charge? Five? 1 second, Yali. Who was in charge? That's the end. Five good guys, remember them. Because they're going to play a very important role in the story of next time. The first one name is Waddan. Suwa'ani. Yahutha. Ya'uqa. Nasra. These were the guys in charge, keeping everybody straight, and everybody loved them. Guess what is going to happen the next time those five guys is going to do what? And Shaitan is going to use them in a very strange way. So we learned what? We learned what today? Who can tell me what did you learn today? That the good guys are up and the bad guys are what? Down. It's very easy to go down, but it's harder to get up. And sometimes, shaitan, the bad guys need who? The sheriff. Sometimes if you say to the bad guys, shame on you! Bad boy, shame on you! Don't do this again! They say, ha 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 ha. Sometimes you have to call 911. Hey, there's a bad guy on the door! There's a bad guy on the door! Lena. Sarah. It's going to be the laws of jungle. Without the police, alhamdulillah, we have the police in San Jose. Alhamdulillah, ya Allah, we live where the laws are in order. We live in a place where we have police forces to protect us. Guess what if we don't? It's going to be just like Kabul City. Alright, now we don't have police here, so when you run and go ahead. That where is the valley?
We're in a valley now.
Oh, it was. It's in the area, you know, Iraq, Jordan,
yeah.
Turkey area. That area. This is where Adam was sent down, and this is where the valley is. I'm Muslim. He lives around that area. He can tell you where the valley is. All right. There are laws here. We're going to attack the pizza, but there are laws. So we want to make lines. Ooh, the pizza time.
Hey.
Oh my God. Oh my God.